They call this time of year the dead of winter. However, someone, I think, forgot to tell the people in the world of politics about that idea. The winter, in fact, is playing a large role in a growing concern locally, as well as all throughout New Jersey. Legislators, they want to repeat actions from last year, hoping for a different result. We all know what that's called. There was also another example of what can go wrong when government tries to, well, they think, help people. Here to start us off this week with a look at all of this is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District. Good morning, Allison McHose.
Good morning.
Now, let us start with what's at the forefront of people's minds. You go to the stores, you go to your street, and you're seeing a lot more slippery spots because we don't have any salt. And apparently it's all because of a 1920 Maritime Act, the Jones Act, which requires that shipments from one U.S. port to another be carried by ships flying under a U.S. flag, which explains why a ship with 40,000 tons of rock salt had been sitting up in Maine instead of docking in Newark.
Wow. It's just, it boggles the mind. First of all, the amount of snow we've had. And then on top of it, when you hear things about arcane laws that are impacting the actual deliverance of services, it makes you crazy. But hopefully we won't get the snow after the snow is gone and, you know, we won't need it anymore.
Because it was the head of the Department of Transportation who put out the warning, Jim Simpson is his name, that this was last week. If we have one more storm, New Jersey is going to have to close its interstates. Now, they did find barges, apparently, one that carries 10,000 tons and one that carries 5,000 tons. That's good news. Bad news is it would take those barges to, by the time they get up to Maine, load up and get back, about 3 weeks, and still leave half of the load that's sitting on the ship flying under a foreign flag still sitting in Maine with half of the salt.
Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking as you were saying that, what if they take the salt off and put some of the snow and clear these roads? There's so many dangerous spots where you can't see beyond the snow banks. The roads are narrow now because of the snow. The width of the road is gone. It is a mess. But, you know, I think locally, I just want to say I think the towns and the county road crews in particular have been, you know, doing a great job considering the bad circumstances they're under.
Well, they are getting creative. That mud you see in front of your house is actually a mix of salt and sand. And I think sometimes might even think of considering using kitty litter at some point just to cut as much as they can. Now, I know that our two U.S. senators, Booker and Menendez, are trying to deal with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the State Department of Transportation to expedite this effort. Is there anything legislatively or otherwise that the state government can or should be doing?
Well, I know John Bramnick had a press conference and made a statement the other day. Certainly, if there were something that we needed to do on an emergent basis, I'm sure they would call us in for a special session, and no doubt we would all obviously be there in a heartbeat to help do that. But I don't know specifically legislatively if that would help. Because, like you said, it's a federal issue with the transportation issue.
And Homeland Security, which is kind of laughable, too, because most studies of cargo inspection, I think the inspection rate is only about 10 to 15% of the total cargo that comes in through ships. And, you know, are they worried about maybe some foreign terrorists hiding in a huge 40,000-ton pile of salt?
Or chemical warfare, you know, that what's in the salt and, you know, are we spreading poison? You know, I mean, you could go conspiracy theory crazy, you know.
Well, then close the garden shops because of the manure and the fertilizer that those stores sell.
Yeah.
Talking with Assemblywoman Allison McHose here on Issues and Ideas, AllisonMcHose.com on the web, and the State House's NJLedge.state.nj.us, where it's going to be deja vu all over again, because the Democrats in the State House, they want to take another swing at the right to bear arms. They're going to introduce, and this is, by the way, after passing 22 new pieces of gun legislation last session, about a dozen became law, the balance was struck down by Governor Christie's veto, and advocates for more limits on guns say that they think important legislation was left on the table. One of the most important in their eyes is a restriction on the ammo magazines, a ban on 50 caliber rifles, stricter limits on children's access to firearms, and mandatory safety training for gun owners. That is going to be their primary focus in the State House, I guess. Jobs and property taxes and making the state business friendly is all going to be taking a back seat this year.
I was just going to say, I don't know what they're listening to from their constituents or reading in the paper, but clearly the economy, jobs, and property taxes are the top issues that are of concern to people. And certainly, this is not one that's impacting our daily life in terms of the economy, and I don't understand why, they would focus on this and not other important issues.
As a side note, in localizing this whole thing, there's a federal case, which 19 states now have joined in this fight. It's being led by a freedman who's challenging New Jersey's concealed carry laws, John Drake from Freedon, current namesake for a 2010 lawsuit titled Drake versus Jerzyan, I believe it's pronounced, challenging New Jersey law that those who want concealed carry permits must show justifiable need. And there was an instance, and there was one individual who had initially been, there's a group of names that are attached to this case. One of them was a business owner, and you might remember if you're listening to the story, he was going into his pet shop to open up as he normally would one morning, and a couple of individuals kidnapped him, thinking he was someone else. Took him to, I believe it was Kansas City or somewhere in Missouri, St. Louis perhaps. They got caught there in jail, and this individual wanted to get a right to carry permit. Well, he had to go through three judges before he found a judge who believed that he had, in light of what happened to him, justifiable need.
Yeah, this is, another instance where, the gun laws in New Jersey, I support, John Drake and what he's doing in this case. But clearly, for the fact that the man who was kidnapped had to go through three different courtrooms to get the right to carry, because of the laws that are on the books right now. And here the Democrat legislators want to do more gun legislation, and they don't ever want to admit that they're punishing the legal gun owners and they're not addressing the criminals and how they're getting guns into their hands. So,
given all things are politics, whether you like it or not, and given the political landscape that we're facing, and Steve Sweeney, Senate President, being a big proponent of the magazine limits and a few of the other gun laws that did not come to pass, I wonder how true he is going to stay to those desires versus what he apparently, at least will see as what he needs to do to further his political future, because a lot of people think he wants to take a run for governor.
Yeah, it will be very interesting to see. And certainly, there's a lot of dynamics going on at the State House at the moment. So,
wrapping up our time with Assemblywoman Allison McCos, AllisonMcCos.com on the web at State House, where you can watch all the gun laws and bills get posted. They're easy to find. Trust me, there's enough of them. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. The State House is njledge.state.nj.us. People always like to say that when government tries to do something to help, well, that was Reagan's line. What's the worst thing you can hear in the world? Hi, I'm from the government. I'm here to help you. One of the cases, and more recently here in New Jersey, despite approving a revised version of the GED program, high school equivalency exam, back in early December, state officials have yet to authorize the state's 31 test centers to actually give the tests, so that's leaving tens of thousands of residents who want to get their high school diploma. The state has had 3 years to plan for the transition to this new version, introduces the online version. Previously, it was just a two-day test that was only pencil and paper, but 6 weeks after the new test became available, not one New Jersey resident has taken it, and it seems like one of the other little problems was the documents of authorizing the test centers included a reference to an appendix which didn't exist.
This is a very sad example of government gone wrong. And I don't know how to explain why this happened or what, but all I know is it needs to get resolved. And, we need to get people who are interested in completing their GEDs, allow them to take the test. And go on to, you know, seek out some jobs and get the economy, help be part of that economic impact that we want New Jersey to have a positive in.
According to stats, an average of 327 people take the test each week, but the concept of straightening all this out, how much of that is now complicated because the Education Commissioner, Christopher Cerf, said this past week, hey, I'm out of here.
Well, hopefully, you know, this is being handled by career staff that are on the ball. That someone's, you know, seen the error, they will get it fixed quickly.
State officials expect 8 or 10 of the 31 agreements to authorize the centers could be signed by early this coming week, another 20 or so in within the next week. So hopefully the embarrassment will expedite the salvation, or as close as state government could possibly get. To share your thoughts on these ideas and to bring to her attention something you think is important, you do that at AllisonMcHose.com. And check out what is happening at the State House. It's njledge.state.nj.us. She is the Assemblywoman for New Jersey's 24th District, Allison McHose. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, and have a great Sunday.